Oh, well, there you are. It's our listener. Our listener has joined us here on Radio InfoWeb. It's a Thank God It's Friday edition of a few of my favorite things. Creaky old Rex Latchford here and the creaky old chair in Studio 1A. We need to get something done about this, perhaps this weekend. And we've been doing a few of my favorite things this morning. Oh, my God. As soon as we open the mic, there it goes. Yeah, it's a total vacuum outside, and we need some oxygen, so it's flowing into Studio 1A, because it's very cold in space. I just saw the new Star Trek movie, Into Darkness. And I won't spoil the storyline, but as a Trekkie, yeah, we were listening to Jethro Tull, Thick as a Brick, on the mainstream, here on Radio InfoWeb. Yeah, I don't know if there's some connection between Thick as a Brick and Into Darkness, but maybe there is. So my voice is still not working. We're going to do the salute to coffee, see if we can wake it up. And my thermos is full at this moment, so you can tell that this day page was recorded early in the day. So raise your mug or thermos. This case may be high. I love this thermos. I need to do that several times, so I'll praise coffee once more. And once more. It's Friday, we need to make our way through it. Yeah, that was a fun interview with Ian Anderson we were doing also. And today on Day Page, courtesy of our sister station, KXP1, in Boulder. We have a copy of the Boulder Weekly. It's not an up-to-date one because it had to get mailed back here to New York. And there were various things that slowed down that process, possibly including some of the product that's described in here. So Boulder Weekly is a very interesting publication. Perhaps it would be good to share it with the rest of the world. Boulder politics and news. In the front section, here's a story. Boulder Organic. Despite water treatment, Boulder Creek tests above standards for arsenic levels. That's good. A little bit of arsenic is always good. We're going to just skip all this news stuff, especially since this is an older issue. And by the time we get to page 43, so, you know, you get the usual tickets for concerts, bars, stories about bands. Then we get to the fun part, which is, all the weed-related stuff. Seeds and starters are in. Starting kits, seed and soil. Medical marijuana evaluations, complete application package. Doctor, exam, notary, state fee. Certified mail, proof of mailing. You walk out of the clinic 100% done. And of course, you have some medicine with you. New strain alert at the station, Boulder, Colorado. Sour Kush, Big Bubba Diesel, Heroana, and Super Lemon. Boulder's most convenient dispensary. I wonder how they figure that. And Boulder Medical Marijuana Dispensary. Our grass is always greener. Organic nutrients. Wind power. It's hard trimmed, recycled, and composted. Living soil. Grown with love. Oh, that's so sweet. And it shows this old truck with a marijuana logo for Medical Marijuana MM. And a giant bud on the truck bed. That's cute. And then we got some movie ads, and restaurant ads. Root Organic MMC, your concentrate connection. 22 varieties of hash, full menu of edibles, pure clean CO2 extracted oil, 15 varieties of medical grade cannabis in stock now. $100 store credit when you make us your caregiver on your red card. Hummingbird brand. Guaranteed no harsh solvents, no additives. 100% cannabis oil. Available in 1 gram applicators or 1 gram cartridges at the Farm and Root Organic in Boulder. 100% clean CO2 extracted cannabis nectar. I'll have some of that for breakfast. More coffee. Medical marijuana evaluations. That's another one. Another one, Boulder Botanics. Lotus. $150 ounces. Any strain, top shelf only. $6 Chiba Chews. No limit. 20 grams CO2 gold earth. Our gold year one. No limit. Lowest prices on any edible. Terrapin Care Station. We take care of our patients. The Dandelion. I've seen this one. Art flowers, drinks, edibles, and more. It's a place to hang out, have your medication. The Farm. These guys have a great logo. It's a looks like a Holstein cow, except the black and white pattern on the larger part of the side of the cow is a cannabis leaf. And that looks really cool. Oh, and here's they have a full page ad here. The Farm, voted best care center in Boulder County by the Daily Camera. It's a daily newspaper. Yes, you will need your red card for another 12 months. That's before retail pot becomes available under Colorado law. This fall, voters will have to go to the polls and vote on a tax issue. And once the tax issue is resolved, then everything else is pretty well aligned and the retail sale of marijuana will begin. How's that for awesome? Clones, 2 for $25. Choice strains. At the Lion's Store only. Some of these are chains. Grown in organic soil. $150 ounces clean organic premium. Close to the hill in Boulder. That's where you used to have to go to score before medical marijuana was available. So back to the farm. They have 25 strains in stock. Medibles, whatever those are. Hummingbird nectar, CO2 extracted oil of cannabis. Herbal Wellness Superstore. I think we're running out of time here. We are running out of time. And it goes on, page after page after page. Authentic $125 ounces exclusively at LiveWell Enlightened Health. And they have 4 stores between Denver and Boulder. These places are all going to become retail shops this fall. It's very exciting, actually. Options Medical Center this week. Premium snake... Oh, I thought it said snake salad. It's a shake salad. So you can't get shake here to $89 an ounce. So the prices are going to go up, though, because they're talking about 30% tax, which is huge. And so that's a look at the Boulder Weekly, your guide to medical marijuana, as well as all the other cultural stuff going on. And that's a day page for Friday. Now you are enlightened as to what's going on. And the first state that's going to have legalized marijuana. What's really going to be interesting is not how you buy it, but how you live with it. Instead of folks having barbecues out in their backyards, they'll be hanging out smoking reefers instead of throwing back quite so many kegs of beer. So it'll be interesting. Change in lifestyle, I do believe. We'll have to see it to believe it, and we'll cover it live here on Radio InfoWeb. I'm Rex Latchford. Have a great, great Friday. Thank God it's Friday. There's always another day page. Yeah, we tweet at Radio InfoWeb. Dr. Octopus keeps you up to date with what's going on. We email radio@infoweb.net. What else do? We tumble at Tumblr. And we take phone calls and text messages at 646-450-5477. And we drink lots of coffee here in the studio. Thanks to our producer, Peter Patriot, and Minka, for helping to make this happen and keep me sitting up straight in my chair, caffeinated and fully powered.